It sounds like it might have come out right out of Q's laboratory, the sublime buried in the mundane. Russia's intelligence agency, the FSB, the successor to the famous KGB, has accused British agents of storing and exchanging classified information using a fake rock on a Russian street. The British Foreign Office denies any improper behavior and has yet to mention any comment on the aforementioned rock. Still, it would not be the first time that Mother Nature has been called into the service of international espionage. Joining us now is Peter Ernest, the executive director of the International Spy Museum here in Washington, D.C. He spent 20 years in the CIA and was a member of the CIA's Senior Intelligence Service. He's with us here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Neil.
Does using a rock sound improbable to you?
Well, I noticed in your introduction you said it sounded like it came out of Q's laboratory. It sounded a little bit more like Monty Python to me. I have to tell you, I have very few details about this rock.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we have a picture of somebody trying to lift it up.
There was a picture on Russian television that was done, and they show a picture of what they say is a British secret agent coming up and trying to pick up the rock, and apparently it's quite heavy.
Okay, it is heavy. Yeah. Or it looks heavy.
Yeah.
It looks heavy. All right. Well, there are all sorts of stories in the world of espionage about using things like rocks.
Well, what do they use them for?
Well, no, I mean, it depends how big the rock is.
Uh-huh.
In communicating with agents, for example, we often used rocks, things that looked like rocks, even animal carcasses. So they simply looked like things that were cast-offs in the street, an old rag, carcass of an animal, something like that.
And it might signal you to go to the post office to pick up a message or something?
Well, it wouldn't signal you to do anything. It's not a signal.
Mm.
What it would do is conceal whatever it is we're trying to pass.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, whether that's, you know, gold or diamonds or messages or you name it, passports or whatever.
The key to Fort Knox, no
doubt. Or the key to Fort Knox. But typically these things, sometimes called dead drops. Well, you remember in the Ames case here in Washington.
Aldrich Ames, the famous traitor.
Yes, infamous, and also Hansen, the FBI turncoat. You remember both of them engaged heavily in leaving things. Hansen left things under bridges, which all had to be retrieved, and Ames also had signal sites near the Soviet embassy and elsewhere, and would leave things to be picked up and retrieved. Your most critical role in agent operations is communications. How do you pass things back and forth? If your agent can't pass you current intelligence, then you're going to get dated intelligence, which is not worth very much.
We're talking about inanimate espionage. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, you mentioned carcasses and rocks. Any other unusual objects have been used in this
method? Well, we've got, I can give you two examples from the International Spy Museum down the street where I just came from. We have a tree stump there that looks like a tree stump. But what it was a device for communicating messages that it had stored up. It looks, if you were to walk in the woods, you wouldn't notice it. But there is within that tree stump the capability of communicating. There's even one closer to what you're talking about in one sense. There is what it looks like a dog excrement. All right, doo-doo, in other words.
In common parlance, yes.
And what it contained was a homing device, a beacon, so that if you left that in a select area, say on the Ho Chi Minh Trail or somewhere, aircraft or even ground troops could hone in on that in terms of directing fire. There again, it was designed to look like something out of nature, which if you were to walk by it, you would have no interest or desire to pick up.
Is there a danger that there might be pitfalls here? I mean, somebody might say, remove the rock or discover things that are going on.
Oh, sure. And that's happened all the time. I mean, I can't tell you how many agent operations in the early years, certainly of CIA, where we would put concealment sites or something in a building. And lo and behold, 2 or 3 years later, you'd go there and the building was gone. You deal with that all the time.
Therefore, urban renewal is a big problem.
Urban renewal was a big problem. There's always been this Monty Python aspect. There's always been the potential for this Monty Python aspect to intelligence because things happen. So even with the best laid plans of mice and men of putting down devices, of measuring and so forth and so on, buildings get removed, walls get taken down. accidents happen.
Is this, do you think, a case of, old thinking, old espionage living on in the digital age? I mean, now with wireless digital technology, why are we still using rocks?
Big rocks? I honestly don't know, because I don't know what is alleged to have happened. In other words, has somebody come outside a building, picked up a rock, and taken it inside?
Yeah. Yeah, that's apparently what happened. This case does have a serious side.
Okay.
There are human rights groups in Moscow. Apparently, messages were being passed to British spies were funding non-governmental organizations in Russia. People are saying this is an attack on non-governmental organizations in Russia. And then they showed the picture of this rock being picked up by a British agent.
Okay, and is the rock being described in effect as some sort of... like a PDA? In other words, it's storing electronic messages? That's what we don't know.
That's what we don't know.
Yeah, okay. Because it could be storing paper messages.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or money to be passed along or something like that.
Or, which is classic. I mean, this is what a dead drop is, although that does sound rather strange to leave it out in front of a building, doesn't it?
Yeah, in the snow.
yeah. Well, I've had packages left in the snow. Typically, something like that would not be left out in broad daylight to be picked up in broad daylight. It would most likely be left out in a wooded area or something and to be picked up, at night.
Peter Ernest, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Peter Ernest is executive director of the International Spy Museum and a CIA veteran. He joined us here in Studio 3A in Washington, D.C. And for the record, member station WHYY used to have a rock that broadcast a steady stream of public radio outside of its offices. It was, however, unfortunately, stolen. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.